Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in at the top of the week for another time of our devotional and prayer. So I wanted to go ahead and get started. So today I don't have a specific verse that we'll go over, but I do want to read a passage from Jeremiah chapter 32. So we'll get there shortly, but today just focusing very briefly on the book of Jeremiah. So the book of Jeremiah prophesied Judah's 70-year captivity in Babylon, and Jeremiah was also called and appointed by God as a prophet to urge God's people to turn from their sin, and some of their sins included idolatry, wickedness, evil, worshiping of idols, and things like that. And Jeremiah was basically trying to turn them back to God, for them to repent of their evil ways and evil deeds, and to turn them back to God, or God would place judgment on them and destruction on them. And that would be of by way of things such as war, famine, and disease. So Jeremiah was warning them and speaking, the messages Jeremiah was speaking were warning them of judgment, while also the false prophets were speaking of encouragement to them as well, and just speaking things of peace and telling them that, you know, everything is going to be okay, everything is going to be just fine, peace is coming, and not encouraging the people to turn from their sins. And sometimes we want to hear the good, and we hear, you know, to hold on to faith and to lean on God's everlasting peace and everything is going to work out. And those are things that are true. They are completely true. And they are things that we should be doing. But we also have to assess our own lives and make sure that we are obeying God and His word and honestly living according to His ways and His will, because there are still consequences for sin. There are still consequences for evil and wickedness. And sometimes we don't want to hear that. And the people didn't want to hear that during that time either. And sometimes we just want God to fix everything. We want Him to fix the things around us. We want Him to fix the things that's going on in our life. We want Him to fix the things that's going on in our world. But we aren't willing to make changes in our own lives. Or we think that there is nothing that's required of us. Like, this is God's job. God needs to fix it in order for, you know, things to go back to normal. And I do want to encourage you all that although our world is in a state that it's never been in before or that we've never experienced, and yes, things are going to get better, and yes, I do continue to encourage you to hold on to your faith and your trust and rely on the promises of God and to continue to trust in Him during this time. And yes, I do believe that our nation will be at peace again one day, but for now, I don't want you guys to ignore the fact that sin is still running rampant in our nations. It's still running rampant in our world and countries. And what God is calling for us to do is to completely turn back to Him. That is to repent. So I want to just encourage you all just to have daily confessions. And this is something that you can do throughout your day. This is something that I encourage you to do in prayer. There's a model prayer that I follow, and it's not every time I pray, it's not always this model prayer, but I do want to share one. And the acronym is ACTS, A-C-T-S, so A is adoration, C is confession, so that gives you an opportunity to ask God for forgiveness of your sins, in that sense that you've done or committed, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly and intentionally and unintentionally, and that's something that I pray as well. But I don't want you guys to just stop at, oh God, you know, forgive me of, you know, things that I've done that I may have known that I didn't know about. I want you guys to get in a habit of actually sitting and calling out the things that you've done. One, God already knows it, but two, it also helps you to be mindful of the things that you are doing that are not aligned with God, that are not aligned
with his word and his will, and then just confessing those things to him and asking for him to turn your heart completely back to him, asking for him to help you with the things that you are struggling that are not of him. So I just want to encourage you all to do that, and just making sure that you're not just being brief and vague. You know, sometimes obviously it's God leads you to do that in prayer. Sometimes it's okay, but I do want you guys to get in the habit of calling out sins, because I think sometimes we are just in the habit or a routine or just comfortable with things that we do daily, whether it's things that even society has said is normal when it's not normal to God. It's not things that he wants us to be doing. So even if it's even small things that we may overlook and think that may not matter, as far as gossiping or cussing somebody out in traffic, like, I don't want you guys to like sit for like 3 hours a day trying to figure out every single thing that you did that, you know, was not of God. But just getting in the habit of daily confessions, and knowing that even the sins of the people in Judah included murdering and adultery and lying and evil thoughts and corruption, which is things that's happening in our world, prostitution and fornication and lust and pride, greed, dishonesty and deceit. There are so many sins that they were involved in and didn't want to turn away from. And there are many things in our own personal lives, as well as in this world, that we need to be seeking God for forgiveness on, and repentance as well. And I also want you guys, secondly, to truly take time to be still and listen to God and hear from him. Obviously, Jeremiah was a prophet. He had visions. He heard clearly from God. But not only did he hear clearly from God, whatever God told him to say, whatever God told him to do, Jeremiah did it. Not to say that he was completely comfortable with everything or that it was easy for him, but he heard from God clearly. And no matter what God told him to do, he did it, or he said it. And he wasn't focused on people pleasing. He wasn't trying to focus on saying things that were going to please people or make them feel good, or prosperity preaching and, you know, things like that. He also obeyed God even when people talked about him. So God is going to call us to do some things that other people are not going to agree with, or they may think that we're crazy, or they may think that, oh, that's that Christian talking about the gospel again, whatever the case may be. If God told you to do something, do it. And Jeremiah also spoke things that, like I said, weren't popular. And even when the people didn't listen to him, he didn't care. He still continued to do what God told him to do, as God continues to give him visions and spoke things to him. Jeremiah did it. So know that as you hear from God, God is going to call you to do some things that obviously may be uncomfortable for you. And I'll read a passage on that in a second. Also knowing that Jeremiah was faithful, and I want you guys to be faithful in what God is calling you to do, and even what God is calling you to turn away from. Even if it's things that, you know, you have a circle of friends and now it may call for you to be the outcast, but maybe God is calling you to be a light in that circle, so that not only you can turn back to him, but your friends and family and even people who look up to you can turn from the things that are not of God as well. And to know that if God is leading you to do something, like, he's got you. If he's told you to do something, he's going to make a way for it to happen. He's going to protect you through it. It should be nothing that you should be worrying about. And I know that that sounds so easy. And like I said, I'm going to read a passage in a second, but I want you guys to even think of, I'm not sure the exact verse, but it's like, what can man do to me? Like, if God has called me to do something, like, why am I so worried about other people or other things? Knowing that if God called me to do something, that God is going to be with me each and every step of the way in order for me to get it done. So there is a passage in Jeremiah 32, and if you guys want to take out your Bibles, you can, but I will also read it. So I've given a little bit of a highlight. It's a lot that goes on in Jeremiah's 52 chapters, I believe, but just giving you guys just a little bit of what God has placed on my heart for me to share for today. But even in the midst of God calling Jeremiah to do things that didn't make sense at this time in chapter 32, Jeremiah is in prison and God is telling him to go and purchase land, which makes completely no sense at the time for him, but hey, he did what God told him to do, so he wants to purchase the land. But as I mentioned before, that as God calls us to do things, we may have fear, we may have doubt, we may have worry, we may have anxiety. All of these things may rise up, and those are things that Jeremiah may have felt during this time because it was something that made completely no sense at all. But like I said, Jeremiah did it. But even in the midst of his worry and doubt, one thing that Jeremiah did is he sought God in prayer. So I want to read this passage to you guys, and it's Jeremiah's prayer, chapter 32, and it's verses 17 through 25, so bear with me. Then after I had given the papers to Barak, I prayed to the Lord. So Jeremiah is praying. O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show unfailing love to thousands, but you also bring the consequences of one generation's sin upon the next. You are the great and powerful God, the Lord of heaven's armies. You have all wisdom and do great and mighty miracles. You see the conduct of all people and you give them what they deserve. You performed miraculous signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, things still remembered to this day, and you have continued to do great miracles in Israel and all around the world. You have made your name famous to this day. You brought Israel out of Egypt with mighty signs and wonders, with a strong hand and powerful arm, and with overwhelming terror. You gave the people of Israel this land that you had promised their ancestors long before, a land flowing with milk and honey. Our ancestors came and conquered it and lived in it, but they refused to obey you or follow your word. They have not done anything you commanded. That is why you have sent this terrible disaster upon them. So we know that there is consequences and the result of sin, and in this case, it was disaster. So see how the siege ramps have been built against the city walls through war, famine, and disease. The city will be handed over to the Babylonians, who will conquer me to buy the field, paying good money for it before these witnesses, even though the city will soon be handed over to the Babylonians. So that's Jeremiah's prayer. And just to give you a little bit more context as you continue to read on chapter 33, God does have a promise of restoration. And I believe that that is still true for us here today, that God will restore all things. But I wanted to just highlight Jeremiah's prayer and just even adoration and recognizing who God is. And I want us to be able to recognize who God is, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of injustice and social injustice, and even us seeking justice for a lot of things that are happening in this world, that is happening within the Black community, that is happening within this health crisis of COVID as well. It's just being mindful and just remembering, like, even in the midst of doubt, even in the midst of worry, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of all these things that's going on, God is still God. He's still the sovereign God. He's still the one who has a strong hand and a powerful arm. He's still the one who's going to fulfill the promises that he's spoken. He's still a sovereign Lord. So I just want us to be mindful and remember and to reflect just on who God is. And even in the midst of times where things are difficult, for us to go back to what we know, and that's God, and to go back to his word and to go back to seek him in prayer to help us through all of the things that we are going through personally, all of the things that we are going through as a world and a nation as well. So I just wanted to share that with you all, and to know, yes, peace is coming. Yes, hold on to faith. Yes, rely on the promises of God, but also assess your personal life and have these daily confessions of sins that you may have committed, and even calling on God to forgive us as a whole, as a nation, as a country, even things that God may place on your heart, that sin as a whole, like I said, within our country or even other nations, that are prevalent or that are known, that is happening right now, and to call those things out and just to call and seek God for change. We've been doing that for the whole month of April with COVID, and even different prayer focuses that God, you know, laid on our hearts to pray for. So I even encourage you guys to go back to those prayer points and seek God for the things that are listed there, as well as whatever God places on your heart during your time of personal and private prayer. So I hope this is something that you guys can lean on and carry on, not just through the rest of this week, but for a long time, as our world, like I said, is in a place that it has not been before. And there's a lot of change that needs to happen, but there's also a lot of change that needs to happen with us personally as well. So with that, I will go in for our time of prayer right now, and I encourage you to pray along with me. Anything that God places on your heart during this time of prayer, for you to pray and agree on anything that God places on my heart to pray for as well. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We just thank you, Father, for just how you've been so good to us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have woken us up this morning, oh God. We thank you for starting us on our way, oh God. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be able to start our day with you, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for being in our midst right now, oh God. I ask right now, Father, that you will just allow the Holy Spirit to have its way, oh God, as you have been having it on this call, but also during this prayer time as well, and that you will continue to go with us throughout this day, Father. We thank you, Father, that you are our sovereign God, that you are just, oh God, that you are powerful, oh God, that you are mighty, oh God, that you are strong, oh God, that you are our refuge, oh God, that you are our strong tower, oh God, that you are the one who we can lean on for everything, oh God, that you are the one who is our provider, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God. So I ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will help us all to be able to experience you in a new way as our provider, oh God. Help us all to be able to experience you as a God who truly is able to make ways for us, oh God. It's a God who is able to open up doors, oh God, that no man can open but you, oh God. A God who can close and shut doors that nobody can close and shut but you, oh God. So I pray, Lord, that you will help us, oh God. That you will help us to draw near and close to you, oh God, during this time, Father, during this week, oh God. That you will help us to be able to stay in the center of your will, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our safety, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will help us to abide in you, oh God, to abide in your presence, oh God, to abide in your word, oh God. We need to be close to you, oh God, not just during this time, but each and every day, oh God. So I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will help us, Father, to recognize the distractions, oh God, the things that are pulling us away from you, oh God, even social media and the news, oh God. Help us to not be overwhelmed, oh God, by the things that are going on around us, oh God. Help us not to allow our minds and our thoughts to be clouded with so much negativity, oh God, that we forget who you are, oh God. That we forget that you are the one who is our shield, oh God. That you are the one who's our protector, oh God. That you are each and everything that we need, oh God. That you are our supplier, oh God. That you are our sustainer, oh God. That there is nothing that is too difficult or too hard for you to do, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for who you are, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even what you're doing, oh God. We thank you for even the things that we don't even understand, the things that we can't even comprehend, oh God. The things that we can't even understand that's going on around us, oh God. But we thank you, Father, because we know, oh God, that you have all things in control and that you have all things in your hands, oh God, and that you are not a God of mistakes, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will help us to trust your will, oh God, that you will help us to trust your timing, oh God. We know that change is happening, oh God, even when we can't see it, oh God, but we thank you for the change and the progress that we are able to see, oh God. So we praise you for it right now, oh God. We praise you for it right now, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to help us to draw near to you in prayer, oh God. Asking for change, oh God, seeking change, oh God, seeking justice, oh God, and even thanking you, Lord, that you are the Lord of righteousness, oh God. So we thank you that justice will prevail, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and that is a promise that we have to rely on daily, Father. A promise that we are to rely on daily, oh God. So I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that even now, that you will begin to just reveal to us, oh God,
things that we have done that have not been pleasing to your sight, oh God. Things that we may have thought, things that we may have said, anything that we've done, oh God, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly and intentionally and unintentionally, oh God. Father, you know that we fall short daily, oh God, but we are so thankful and grateful for your grace, oh God. We are so thankful and grateful for your forgiveness, oh God. We are so thankful and grateful for your son, oh God, for your son, Jesus Christ, oh God, who has shed his blood for us, oh God, so that we may be able to come for you. Come to you, oh God, and ask for forgiveness and that our sins may be wiped away, oh God. So we ask, oh God, that you will continue to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, oh God, that you will create in us, oh God, a clean and a pure heart, oh God, that you will help us to be able to turn from sin, that you will help us to be able to turn from evil and wickedness and things that are not pleasing to you, oh God, things that do not align with who you are and what your word says, oh God. But we ask, Father, that you will continue to do a work in us, oh God, that you will change us, oh God, that you will perfect us, oh God, that you will help us to be more like you, oh God, that you will help us to be imitators of Christ, oh God, that you will help us to be images in your presence, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We come before you, oh God, just asking and confessing the sins of our world, the sins of our nation, oh God, all things that have been done, Father, that have not been pleasing to you, oh God. And we just turn those things over to you, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will continue to draw us near to you, oh God. We thank you even now, Father, for the revival that's taken place in our world, that's taken place in our hearts. We thank you even now for the spiritual revival as we are truly being brought closer to you, oh God, as you are opening our eyes, oh God, for us to be able to see clearly, oh God, for us to be able to see from your perspective, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will even open up our spiritual ears, oh God, so that we are able to hear from you clearly, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us discernment, oh God, that you will help us to know even when our thoughts are ours, when our thoughts are from flesh and when our thoughts are from you, oh God. Help us to think like you, oh God. Help us to move like you, oh God. Help us to act as you would, oh God. Change us, oh God. Purify us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even your redemption, oh God. We thank you, Father, for sanctification, oh God. We thank you for all that you are doing in and through us, oh God. We come before you, oh God, just asking that you will help us to continue to lean and trust on you, oh God. For us to lean and trust on your word, oh God, on your promises of who you are, oh God. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, for our world, oh God. We pray right now for justice to prevail, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, for miracles to take place on this earth, oh God. We ask for you to do what only you can do, oh God. We pray right now, Father, for signs, for miracles, for wonders to happen in this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we pray, Father, that you will help us to not grow weary in doing well, oh God. Help us to know that our prayers are not in vain, oh God, that the time that we spend with you is not in vain, oh God, that you hear our prayers, oh God, that you even hear the unspoken prayers, oh God. Father, you know that many of us are exhausted, oh God. We are drained, oh God. But we ask right now, Father, that you will fill us up, oh God. But before you fill us up, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will just empty out anything that is not of and like you, oh God. And fill us with your spirit, oh God. Fill us to full and overflow, oh God. Give us new strength, oh God. Give us supernatural strength, oh God, that comes from you and that comes from you alone, oh God. We rely on your word, oh God, that says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, for your supernatural strength, oh God, to come upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask right now, Father, for your peace, oh God. We call upon you, oh God, as Jehovah Shalom, oh God, as our Prince of Peace, oh God, as the one who was able to give us peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. So we just pray right now, Father, for your peace to come upon us, oh God, for your peace to be in this world, for your peace to be among your people, oh God, for peace to be upon all nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, for what you are doing, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to lead us, that you will continue to guide us, oh God, that you will continue to order our steps, oh God. Help us to walk in the path that you've destined for us, oh God. Father, we know that we have plans, oh God, But we ask right now, Father, that you will help us to lay our plans aside, oh God, if they do not align with the things that you want us to do, oh God, with the path that you want us to go down, oh God. Help us, oh God, to lay all of our cares, all of our worries, all of our burdens upon you, oh God, as we know, Father, that you are the one who cares for us, oh God. Help us to look up to you, oh God, for we know, Lord, that our help comes from you, oh God, and from you alone, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will do a new thing, oh God, that you will do a new thing in this world, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that you are even doing it right now, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to do a new thing in our lives, oh God. Continue to draw us near to you, oh God. We need you, Father, like never before, oh God. Continue to help us to cry out to you in prayer, oh God, to intercede on behalf of our world, oh God, to intercede on behalf of our nation, oh God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that you hear, oh God. We thank you that you are a God who hears, that you are a God who listens, oh God, but that you are a God who answers, Father. So we pray right now, Father, for patience, oh God, as we know that we want things to change right now and immediately, oh God. But we know, Lord, that there are some things that you are working in and through us and even around this world, oh God. And those things have to happen in order for change to take place, oh God, in order for permanent change to take place, oh God. So continue to allow us to be able to fight the good fight, oh God, to walk according to your will, oh God, and to do all that you've called us to do, oh God, and for us to turn away from all things that are not like you, oh God. We ask for your blessings to be upon us, oh God. We ask for your hand to continue to be upon us as we go about this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will encourage us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will lift up our spirits, oh God. We ask, Father, for those who are hopeless, oh God, that you will fill them with hope that comes from you and you alone, oh God. That you will increase our faith and our trust in you during this time, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for how you are building us up, oh God, how you are strengthening us, oh God, how you are doing all these things, oh God, so that we can be better, oh God, so that we can be better people of God, so that we can be stronger, oh God, so that we may be able to have wisdom, oh God, so that we are able to have wisdom that comes from you and you alone, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we wouldn't even be able to thank you enough, oh God. So we thank you in the midst of chaos, oh God. We thank you in the midst of uncertainty, oh God. Because we know, Lord, that you will bring us through, oh God. We know that restoration will happen, oh God. We know that revival will happen, oh God. And we thank you that it is all happening right now, oh God. So we ask right now, Lord, that you will use us as a light into this dark world, oh God. That you will help our lights to be able to shine amongst men, oh God. So not only may they be brought closer to us so that we are able to help them and lead them and guide them and speak truth in your word, but so that you may be glorified, oh God, so that they may be drawn closer to you, oh God. So we ask that you will continue to do a new thing, oh God, that you will continue to do a new thing in each and every one of us, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We give you all the glory and honor, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to shower your love upon each and every one of us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will lift up every burden off of us, oh God. Any hurt, oh God. People are grieving even in this season, oh God. Many people are still being impacted and affected and even infected by this virus that is plaguing our world, oh God. But we trust you, oh God. We trust you, Father, as our healer, oh God. We trust you, Father, as Jehovah Rapha, oh God. We trust you, Father, as our physician, oh God. We trust you, Father, as the one who has the cure, oh God. We trust you as the one who was able to heal, oh God, as the one who's able to set free and deliver, oh God. So we come before you on this morning, oh God, just lifting up every person, oh God, who was battling this virus, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will heal them, oh God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. We ask that you will do a miracle in their life, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give them comfort, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be with those who are grieving, who have lost loved ones due to COVID, oh God. We know, Father, that you are close and near to the brokenhearted, oh God. You know their pain that they're feeling, oh God. We ask, Father, that you would be the one to fill every void, oh God, that you will help them to lean and trust in you during this time, oh God, that you would do something that only you can do in them, oh God, that you will give them peace and that you will strengthen them, oh God, that you will help them not to allow their faith to waver in this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even be with those who have lost loved ones due to other diseases and other things other than COVID, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will wrap your loving arms around them, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will lift and prop them up on every side, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will renew them, oh God, that you will restore them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Whatever it is that they stand in need of, oh God, we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will meet them, Father, at their point of need, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will shower them with love, that you will shower them with encouragement, oh God. But I pray, Father, that they are able to feel your presence, oh God, that they are able to feel the Holy Spirit within their midst, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you for all that is going to take place on this week, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you have carried us thus far, oh God. And we thank you and trust in you, oh God, that you will continue to carry us on this day and this week and this month and even months to come, oh God. So we will go into this week, oh God, with our heads lifted high, oh God, with our spirits renewed, oh God, with positivity, oh God, with leaning and trusting in you and trusting in your word, oh God. When thoughts begin to overcome us that are not like you, oh God, I pray, Father, that you will help us to take those thoughts captive and help us to align them with what your word says, oh God. We ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that whatever plans that the enemy has over our life for this week, over our family for this week, over our world for this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will bind and cast it out right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. And we stand on that, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray right now for protection, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will keep us from all danger seen and unseen, oh God, that you will keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will place a shield of protection around us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will send forth your angels, oh God, to cover us, oh God, to go before us, oh God, to encamp all around us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We will not go into this week with fear, oh God. Father, your word says that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, oh God. So when fear begins to arise, oh God, when it tries to overcome us, oh God, we will speak your truth, oh God. We will speak against the plans of the enemy, oh God, his strategies and his tactics, oh God. We command them to be destroyed right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We command for them to be destroyed, for them to be aborted and abolished right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have even given us power and authority over the enemy, oh God, over his adversaries, oh God, over evil spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we cast them out right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we thank you once again, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your angelic protection, oh God. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. We ask that you will be with us and that you will continue to be with us. And we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. I pray that you all are encouraged on this Monday. And I also pray that you have a blessed and amazing week. And if you all have any prayer requests, you can feel free to put them in the comments, or you can message me or DM me, or you can email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. And I would love to pray for you and with you. So again, have a blessed and amazing Monday and the rest of the week. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.